Happy last day in February. Thank you, Lord. March is coming. Spring is coming. I got my Ugg boots off today. Spring's coming. Spring's coming. Very good. Now, Greg Bird, Sr. Whoa. Greg Bird, senior witness. As you know, throughout this semester, we asked six seniors to bear witness to how God has been working in their lives. Greg is the third of our six senior witnesses. Senior from Byron Center, Michigan. Bulldogs all the way. Secondary education major. Captain of the football team this year. Any football boys out there today? Way to go, Drops. I see ya. There's a couple of them. Hey, pray with us as we pray for Greg. Lord, we bless you for our good brother today. Thank you for the word that you have put in his soul. And now, Lord, give him great joy as he speaks on your behalf. And Lord, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive what you are even saying to each one of us today. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Greg Bird?
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. I once learned from a wise wooden plaque at Young Life Camp that true peace doesn't come from being alone, laying in a hammock on a nice warm beach somewhere, even though that sounds really, really nice right about now. What I've found, that peace often comes in the midst of heartbreak. First of all, this doesn't make any sense to my preconceived idea of how I thought the whole idea of peace should work. Peace should be quiet. It should be somewhere away from the distractions. Peace should be as far away from pain as possible. God has shown me something different. When we were picking dates for our senior witness at the beginning of the semester, my friend Paul Borsma volunteered me to go today. Thanks. But in retrospect, I'm glad it ended up being my date. February 28 is an important day for me. I acknowledged Jesus Christ as my Savior at Young Life Camp after my freshman year of high school back in 2007. For the first time in my life, I realized that I needed to put my trust in Jesus no matter what. I was filled with so much joy. The next morning, we went to breakfast, and our group was asked to meet in the club room. We were a little rowdy the night before, so I thought we were in trouble. It turns out that one of my really good friends, Hannah, along with another girl, were killed in a car accident the night before. Today, February 28th, we celebrate Hannah's birthday. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Looking at the context of this verse in John's gospel, we can see that this is Jesus' last hours on earth before he will be betrayed and ultimately put to death. He tells his disciples that he's going to die, and yet Jesus asks his disciples to trust in him despite the uncertainty and the questions of why. Hannah's death was my first real experience of trusting Jesus. He asked me to trust him even when my heart was broken, even with all my questions and confusion, and this wouldn't be the last time he would ask me to trust in him with everything. Now fast forward to college. I decided I would come to Hope. This place has been such a blessing in my life. I've been able to continue my athletic career, meet new incredible people, and be involved in some really cool things. Just like any other story, whether we admit it or not, there have been struggles. First, stepping onto campus was like a dream. I lived, played football, went to class with my best friends. I got to be with my best friends all the time. This has got to be any 18-year-old's fantasy. This dream ended up turning fast into something else I did not expect. Football was tough. Still being an 18-year-old young man playing against 22-year-old men was brutal. And school was even harder. I decided to be a biology major and schedule Bio 240 for my first semester. I think the greatest thing I learned in that class was my love for history. I was also in a relationship that just wasn't right at the time. On top of that, my dad had lost his job, and within the span of a few months, three family members had passed away. God was again asking me to trust in him in different ways that I never had thought before. It's easy to trust in God when everything is fine and dandy. However, when things are tough, trusting is that much more difficult. My relationship with my girlfriend was over. I barely scraped out a passing grade in biology. Therefore, my future plans had to be changed. And I was physically beaten up every day at football. What on earth was I doing with my life? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Through coaches, teammates, family, friends, and young life, God has helped me grow in my understanding of what it really means to trust in him in every circumstance. Through them, God helped me understand even more that his peace is present even in the midst of heartbreak. Even when a family friend that we grew up with commits suicide. Even when one of my parents' best friends, Mike, passed away suddenly of a rare heart condition. Even when Mike's 25-year-old son, Chris, died soon after of the same heart condition. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Now, I know that I'm not the only one who has had to deal with death, loss, and tragedy. What challenges and heartbreaks are you dealing with? A breakup with a boyfriend or girlfriend? A failing grade in organic chemistry? The divorce of your parents? The death of a friend? The betrayal of a roommate? Many of you may be asking, where is God's peace? Jesus said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Peace is not just found in a formula, but in the person of Jesus. The one who the Bible calls the Prince of Peace, the one who the Bible calls endured such hostility from sinners so that you and I will not grow weary or lose heart. Trusting in God does not mean to plaster a fake smile on your face, to act like everything is all right. True peace and trust comes from the genuine acceptance of pain, but still believing in Christ, even when it makes no sense. Maybe trust and peace means to be in the midst of heartbreak, uncertainty, questioning, but still believing anyway. This is where I am right now. I'm graduating in May. I have no clue what's next. Where will I live? Will I get a job? Who will be my friends? Will I ever get married? Jesus will continue to ask you and me to trust in him in new ways as we travel each step of the journey through life. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Let's pray. God, thank you for who you are. Lord Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness and for your sacrifice. And Lord, thank you for your light. Even when we can't see it, we know that the light will never be extinguished and will always, always lead to you. The light that brings peace and burns even when we choose to look away.